From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, scientists confirm that a potentially deadly strain of bird flu has spread to another part of the world. The H5N1 virus has already killed more than 80 people and millions of birds in Asia and Turkey. Now, scientists say the bird flu has reached Africa. Tests show that the virus has infected chickens at a large farm in northern Nigeria. So far, the outbreak appears to be restricted to birds, but the Nigerian government is warning people to limit their contact with poultry. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
5 years ago, there were relatively few poultry farms in Nigeria. Now they're almost everywhere. Michael David, a Nigerian who works with the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Lagos, says growing this industry has long been a government priority.
The president himself is a poultry farmer and has put in place all kinds of policies to support the growth of the industry. So what we've seen over the past 5 years, it's a growth of, at the minimum, annual growth of about 20% growth in bird population.
The rapid growth of the poultry industry and the health of the Nigerian people are now threatened by the arrival of the bird flu. Spokesmen for the World Organization for Animal Health in Paris say tests have now confirmed that the H5N1 strain of the bird flu infected chickens on a farm in the town of Jeje at least a month ago. To keep the virus from spreading, the Nigerian government has destroyed tens of thousands of potentially infected birds and restricted the movements of poultry and people in the area. How the killer bird flu got to Africa is an open question at this point, but at the moment, migrating birds seem to be the leading suspects. Two of the world's biggest migratory pathways pass over this part of Nigeria, according to pathologist Han Ip of the U.S. Center for Wildlife Health.
It is in an area where scientists had predicted that migratory birds from Europe would go this for overwintering, and we had postulated in the fall that this is one of the areas where potential outbreaks of bird flu can occur.
Public health experts fear that the bird flu virus will eventually mutate into a form that can move from person to person, sparking a global flu pandemic. Han Ip says settlement patterns in Nigeria are ripe for spreading the virus.
The area is very densely populated. There's lots of houses and settlements, but it is also an area where there's a lot of bodies of water. There's lakes and rivers around the area, so it's a potential prime habitat for a mixing of wild birds and domestic poultry.
Health officials say the strain of bird flu found in Africa is similar to the strain found in migrating birds from Siberia and Mongolia. But William Koresh, chief veterinarian at the Wildlife Conservation Society, says there are other ways the virus could have entered Nigeria. The country still imports chickens from parts of Asia that have been affected by the virus, he says. Smuggling operations could have also brought the virus in. Koresh says the bird flu breakout in Nigeria puts a spotlight on the need to fund a worldwide network for monitoring wild bird populations. That would have put biologists out into the field testing wild birds months ago.
Which could raise the flags and say, okay, we have a warning, the poultry industry, the Ministry of Agriculture, people need to get prepared because the disease is here. Instead of waiting till 6 weeks afterwards and going, gee, wonder how it got here, what should we have done? And now everybody's in the panic mode instead of the advanced, you know, preparedness mode, which could have been happening.
Researchers and public health experts are now descending on Nigeria, trying to nail down where the virus came from and where it might go next. One of the things they'll be looking into is another series of recent chicken die-offs in Nigeria. It was blamed on Newcastle's disease. Now experts worry that the Newcastle outbreak may have masked the arrival of a much more dangerous virus. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.